Three copper plate engravings are shown on plate 3 of Johann Bernhard Basedow's elementary book. On the top left is a closet of men's clothing, consisting of coats, shirts, boots, and swords, amongst other things. The engraving on the top right shows women's clothing, including an overdress with a train, a crinoline or hoop petticoat, a pearl necklace, and high-heeled shoes. Beneath that is a scene where children are spoiling their clothes by not paying attention. The plate with the illustrations is compared with the current children's book, Bodies Are Cool, by Tyler Feder, published in Germany by Zucker Süß Verlag and then in the USA by Penguin Random House in 2021. Here many people are wearing different clothes, accessories, jewelry and other things. There are big and small people, old and young, short pants and long trousers, dresses and skirts, different kinds of hats, and people with different skin colors. According to Basedow, clothes serve to
differentiate people from one another. That is why the female sex wear different clothes than the male sex.
At the time, clothing classifications were dealt within education, and children were schooled in social standards. Even though Basedow had a relatively progressive attitude towards education, pedagogy, and culture, he did not question the gender roles. The picture from the current children's book shows a new view of clothing and of the aesthetic, and gender-specific standards that are imposed by society. It shows numerous possibilities to represent one's identity beyond a reduction to gender with the help of clothing and accessories. In this light, there's no right or wrong, nothing fashionable or outmoded, but rather it's about finding elements in one's clothing that are consistent with one's identity and personal taste. The purpose of clothing has changed. Today, clothing serves as a form of communication and a means of self-representation. Why are books that stress the variety of clothing relevant in a pedagogical context? Children do not exist in a neutral environment. They are influenced by their surroundings and quickly learn to perceive their reality. Moreover, they can understand hierarchies imposed by society. By depicting diversity as a means of expression, a child's world is expanded. The risk of being excluded is reduced, tolerance towards the other is strengthened, and the horizon is widened for a more diverse world that respects the decisions of every individual. However, this depiction shows an ideal picture, and there are traces of 18th century notions found in Basedow's book that are still in effect today. Even now, there are institutions with strict dress codes for certain occasions, as well as clothing requirements for certain genders, occupational groups, and social classes that are sometimes based on unwritten laws. Now ask yourself, clothes make the person. Does that still apply today?